All right, let's go to the phone lines now. Welcome in Arkansas State Athletic Director Terry Mahajer. Terry, appreciate your time this morning. Dave Van Horn, Arkansas head baseball coach, made quick on the policy that was updated here on Friday that Arkansas can now play Arkansas State and UCA. How excited were you to see that the Razorbacks and the Red Wolves will be facing out on the baseball field in 2021?
I mean, I just another good regional option for good regional competition. How are you guys doing, by the way? And yeah, that's, I mean, you know, we've got a lot of teams that we can play in our region, and you know, playing as good a competition as you possibly can is always great. You know, we have four other SEC teams that are probably closer, if not as close. Missouri is probably on the borderline as close as Arkansas is. So letting our coaches, giving our coaches an opportunity to go play over there on the other side of the state, bus drive and vice versa is just another good option for both programs.
Terry, we've gotten a lot of questions as of late about fan capacity. How many fans are going to be able to attend events, especially college football events this fall? How are you guys approaching fan capacity this year? Just day by day, week by week at Centennial Bank Stadium?
Well, we have a plan. You know, as of today, large event is 30% capacity, and so we're scaling everything at 30%, premium seats, everything like that. And now I'm feeling like it's going to change a little bit by the time September rolls around. But I think we have a good plan in place. I'm going to put something out this week on our plan. To give season ticket purchasers some comfort and confidence that they can come to the games, and we're going to provide a safe environment for them.
Terry, when did you first start hearing there would be a change in Arkansas scheduling policy or rules? When did it first start filtering to you that there might be a shift in the way Arkansas is looking at Arkansas State as a scheduling partner?
Well, I mean, I've known Hunter for a while. You know, he's kind of in the same situation when he was at Houston and playing some other teams in Texas, some of the SEC and the Big 12 teams in Texas. You know, I think he just thought, and I think their coaches wanted it. We've heard from our coaches that they've always wanted to play. It's good competition, you know, especially in baseball. From what I'm hearing, is trying to get people to come play weeknight games and travel to Northwest Arkansas or travel to Northeast Arkansas is always a difficult thing. So if you can get more regional competitions that can get in the bus and play and play off the bus and get home for class the next day, is always really important. Because, you know, you got to realize in baseball, you guys know baseball, they miss class probably more than any other sport, mm-hmm. Maybe tennis, golf. So, you know, the fact that teams can do regional competition during the week, you can sell tickets. It's a good thing. You know, we can play everybody from Southern Illinois to Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and that's about a two-hour radius from us. And they probably a little bit more challenged in Northwest Arkansas to play those type of teams.
Yeah. How much of this is financially driven, not just with Hunter and Arkansas, but just across college sports as your counterparts and your colleagues have to start looking at the financial models and the forecast for the, you know, 2020-2021 year? How much of the view of scheduling is just financially driven to reduce cost?
Oh, I'd say 100%.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking at how to reduce costs and be more fiscally responsible and to be, you got to, in this day and age, you have to, because no one knows what the future looks like, and how everybody, budgets their athletic department based on the gate receipts for football. No one really knows what it's going to look like this year. I think everybody's going to, and a lot of coaches and our coaches now see it. And I'm sure their coaches over there, obviously they get a distribution from the conference for TV rights a little bigger than ours. But I still think that people will, no matter if you're an SEC school or Sun Belt or Conference USA or American, but for your ticket sales for football, you're going to have a challenging time to balance your budgets, to fund all your programs, and to provide the services that you want to desperately provide for your students every single day.
So is it safe to say it took a global pandemic for Arkansas and Arkansas State to be on a regular season schedule?
Honestly, I really don't think so. I think it would have gone that direction. I mean, Hunter was going that direction anyway. Right. I think he opened it up with Pine Bluff and Little Rock, and I think it was just a matter of time. And you know, again, I think his coaches really like the idea of doing it. You know, I know all of our coaches are talking and playing, and I mean, of course, they want to play. And you know, again, it's good regional competition, and you know, for everyone.
Yeah. I said that jokingly, but it's kind of what happened. You know.
No, I, yeah, that's right.
We're speaking.
Well, I think they started. You know, to be candid, I think you know they started looking at flights and you know flying people all over the country to go to tournaments, volleyball tournaments, and you know I think when your coaches come to you and say, "Look, I need to do this. I need to get competition." It's our obligation for our kids to get competition and to provide area to get you know. To make it as fiscally, you know, possible as you can make it. And, you know, the fact that they open it up with volleyball and playing in a tournament inside the state, you know, allows them to do that. And once you do that, then you can just kind of open it up to everybody.
We're speaking with Terry Mahajer, Arkansas State Athletic Director here on the Morning Rush. Terry, kind of going off that note, are you surprised that it took this long for the Arkansas State Red Wolves to play the Razorbacks? And I know we still haven't got on the football field yet, but just to get to this point, are you surprised it's taken this long?
Well, I mean, I went to school there. So, I mean, I was there in the late 80s and early 90s. No, I'm not. But I also understand why they didn't play when I was in school. I mean, we went to Division 1A. It was called 1A back then. So we made the transition. And, you know, they were at the time, you know, the 1A schools didn't really play FCS schools, and even though we weren't FCS, we were in the transition. I just think it was a longstanding, you know, philosophy. You know, it doesn't really change our world all that much. You know, I think it helps, like I said, from a competition standpoint and getting good regional games. But you know, it doesn't really surprise me because of the people that were adamant about it. They didn't feel like that you needed to play anybody. Do I think it was behind the times? Yeah, I think it was behind the times, but I think you had somebody that has been through this situation before, and Hunter made a decision, and I think it was part fiscally, I think part, you know, good to promote the game. And quite frankly, from what I hear from Tommy Raffo and Coach Thorne, that, you know, to promote baseball in the state of Arkansas is getting better and better. And you know what? What's better than two of your flagship programs playing each other?
And Terry, on that note, I know Dave's really been vouching for this for quite some time, and some other coaches have kind of been on the cusp or going back and forth or not wanting to do it. But so baseball's happening, 2021. The volleyball, as you mentioned, that's happening. The next question that everyone wants to know, when are these guys meeting on the football field? Terry, when do you anticipate that Arkansas plays Arkansas State in football?
You know what? You have to ask Hunter that question. You know, we're both scheduled out to about 26. I think our first available is 26, unless you move the game. You know, it's just something that, you know, I've been very candid and spoke freely about. You know, it's whatever, you know, we're trying to do the best we possible. Our scheduling philosophy is a little different. We play two group of five teams. We usually play one elite Power Five program. We got Michigan this year. We have Washington. We have Ohio State. We play Georgia, Alabama, USC. We try to play those type of, even though those games are harder and harder to get. And you know, it's whenever they feel comfortable or he feels comfortable. But we're not waiting around, you know, biting our fingers. Is this going to happen? Is this going to happen? And when it's not going to change the world, you know, by playing the game now, do I think playing the game is going to create excitement? Look, I don't care who you are. If you're a player and you played, you want to play in front of exciting atmospheres. And, you know, I can tell you this. I feel very comfortable. Hunter and I have talked about this. You know, I don't know. Besides playing an SEC team, what other group of five teams going to bring more people to the game than that? I'm asking you guys that question.
Yeah, I mean,
is anybody? Is Tulsa? I mean, no.
You got
North Texas? No.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, the teams that you play. No, but I mean, that's the decision they have to make as a program. And I think, you know, Hunter's a great guy. He'll be a great leader continue to be a great leader for the program. And he's a friend. So, you know, when him and his administration's ready, we'll talk about it. But I don't think that door's shut by any means. I think it's just a matter of just timing, to be very candid with you.
Give us some insight, because you're in the position to do it. I think you're getting your institution's getting $1.9 million to play at Michigan this year. Give us an understanding of how important those, you know, we call them check games, are to fund your program, because people think, well, you can just quit playing certain games if you're A-State. Well, you've got to play certain games to have the revenues to fund the rest of the season.
I mean, like we talked about earlier, we don't have the, I don't have the distribution from the conference, like, so I have to play some of those games. And it's partly, you know what, from a recruiting standpoint, you want to go play in the Big House, you want to play in Georgia, you want to play in Alabama, you want to play at USC. I mean, these are iconic places, Ohio State. I mean, from a recruiting standpoint, it's huge. It's also budget-wise. And you know what, if you maximize your revenue with those one games, it's going to be really difficult. You don't want to play two of those games. When I first got here, they were playing two and three, and that's putting too much pressure on your program. But it's significant. I mean, you know, if I didn't have to do it, I wouldn't know that. I probably would do it, probably not quite as much. I would probably schedule some other, teams in the Autonomy 5 that maybe they don't. I mean, I get offers every once in a while. I mean, I get offers quite a bit for, $700,000. $800,000, and I know we can go into those programs and play on the road and win. And sometimes I get offered, home and homes, and like we had Miami home and home. Sometimes it makes sense for us, sometimes it doesn't. But right now, where we are in our program, we have to play a elite Economy 5 school and to maximize our revenue. But that's getting harder and harder to get those games as well.
You mentioned Miami. They were scheduled to come in the hurricane.
Yes.
Forced the cancellation. There is a precedent. Missouri's come to Jonesboro.
Yeah.
Ole Miss has come to Jonesboro.
Yeah.
What can you envision a scenario where the Razorbacks would ever come play in Jonesboro in football?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see that that's out of the question. Miami Hurricanes is that a pretty big brand? Would you guys agree?
That's a national brand, yes.
That's a national brand. They agreed to come play us. I had a team from the Pac-12, I won't mention the name, that wanted to play us home and home. But I didn't want to play them because they're really good and they couldn't find any games. And it didn't really help us because I would have had my non-conference schedule would have been pretty tough. Look, Missouri did it. We've had some other opportunities, if it makes sense for us, some in the SEC to come play in Jonesboro. But it has to make, good competition and financial sense for us as well. So, I definitely could see a scenario where it happens.
So what makes sense? Is it a two-for-one?
My two-for-ones is a bye game and a home-and-home. That's my two-for-one.
You wouldn't do a two-for-one with Arkansas to get them to come there once?
Maybe. They would, because they would make good financial sense. I'm just off the top of my head. I mean, but I also, it depends on what happens. I don't know when their last game. When's their last game in Little Rock? They have to play in Little Rock.
2024 is when the contract's up. And that's and on that note, Terry, I mean, is that a possibility? A neutral site game in Little Rock? I know that War Memorial Stadium is a place many Central Arkansas fans and ASU fans that live in the Central Arkansas area would be really like that. What about the possibility of playing in Little Rock?
Yeah, I mean, we're open to anything. I've talked to Hunter. I said, look, if you guys want, like I said, I'm not like holding on and, gripping on anything to worry about it. We're going to continue to schedule, but when he's ready to do it and their administration and their board are ready to do it, we'll work on it then. But, I don't care if we play in Fayetteville, Little Rock, Jonesboro, wherever it is, like I said, I want our kids, my job is to provide the best atmosphere possible for our students and for our football players, and playing in front of excitement is something, and that would be an exciting game. It'd be exciting for them. Look, I'm a former player. I know a lot of former players from the University of Arkansas. I can't tell you how many people come up to me when I go to that want to play the game. They're like, we want our players to play in front of an exciting atmosphere. And, even though, we play Missouri and we had Miami come in. It wouldn't be the same if you played in-state, an in-state team. So we'll continue to talk to Hunter. And if he's, you know, if he wants to do it, that's great. If he doesn't, it's not going to, you know, won't change the world. But I do think it will create a lot of excitement. Don't you think so?
So is any time anywhere?
Don't you guys think so?
Oh, absolutely. I think that it would create a lot of conversation.
Yeah,
is any time anywhere kind of your position when it comes to a football game with Arkansas?
Yeah, I mean, but I've always said that. I've been here. You know, we'll play whatever makes good sense for people. And, you know, like I've said, you know, we try to play one bye game per year. And, you know, if we can make that one bye game to go play over in Fayetteville or Little Rock or whatever, that'd be good. And, you know, that we could also reduce our flights and charters. I mean, charters are expensive. Traveling a football team to, you know, Michigan or Alabama, even though we can drive to Alabama or Georgia or USC, is not cheap. I mean, we're going to Washington next year. That's not going to be cheap. You know, so anytime you can do home and homes and create good regional competition where our fans will travel, so it matters to people in the area, either it creates a good atmosphere. To me, it makes complete sense.
Terry, let me ask you this. Arkansas State alum, played there, now Arkansas State athletic director. Put yourself in Hunter Yurecek's shoes for just a sec. And I continue. Listen, you're an Arkansas State alum. I'm an Arkansas grad. We obviously have different opinions on this. But let me ask you this. How does Arkansas playing Arkansas State benefit the Razorbacks in the football program? That's the question I keep asking myself. How would you answer that if you're in Hunter Yurecek's shoes?
Well, it's the same. Let me answer it from this standpoint. We played UCA, and I played UCA because I knew it'd be exciting atmosphere for our students. We could get a lot of people from the state. We played Pine Bluff, so our philosophy was always to play people in state. And you know what? We've had Pine Bluff. We had their team come. We had their band play after the game. We had 5,000 people stay after the game to watch their band play. Just created goodwill, and people enjoyed it and had a great time. They get our fans gave Pine Bluff's band after the game a standing ovation. So how it benefits them is what this is where you're not a former player, and you're not a former coach, and what you want to do is you want to create the greatest atmosphere you possibly can for your players. How that benefits is you want to use an AD and as a coach, want to create this great atmosphere that your players, when they walk on that field, that it's electric. Yeah. You want it to be like LSU Stadium or Nebraska Stadium or, you know, whatever, you pick up Michigan, Ohio State Stadium every single Saturday you possibly can. And so what I do when I schedule regional competition, I want to try to get an opportunity when I schedule to put as many people in that stadium as possible. So our students, when they walk out of that tunnel and they hear after that national anthem, it's an unbelievable electrical atmosphere. That's why you have former players on both sides of the school say, I would love for that game to happen because they want to play in front of the exciting atmosphere. The people that say, well, why would we do that, are the people that have never played and never coached. Is that fair?
I think that's fair. And you have a perspective that I don't have because I wasn't a player or a coach.
Well, so when you say that you played Arkansas, it's if you wanted to create a good atmosphere, look, when you play San Jose State or Colorado State, I mean, those are good games, good teams, good programs. But is the state really excited about that?
Yeah.
Just asking you.
Hey,
in your opinion. Would it be more exciting to go play Arkansas State?
Oh, it's 100%. I can't.
Okay,
we're always excited.
Your question then. Then you answered your question.
We're always excited for something that's never happened.
Yeah.
That we think will be good. You know.
But you're also excited that you know that something's going to be.
I've never been audited, but I'm not excited for an audit. So I've never. But I would be excited for this game. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Well, but you know, we're trying to play UCA every year because we're trying to get. And look, they beat us, and it didn't change our world. We haven't lost one recruit, and you know we're going to play them again. And you know what? Good for them. You know, they came in at Jonesboro and they beat us. You know what? They shouldn't have, but they did. And you know what? Own it and then move on and play them again. And you know what? The next time we play, hopefully we'll have a lot of people there to play and our team plays a lot better. So, you know, we still won the league that year and beat Central Florida. And we were the only team that beat Central Florida in 2 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it doesn't change your world. And again, trying to create as good an exciting atmosphere as possible. And they brought a lot of people. Now, I think this game could be an annual game. And Hunter and I have talked about it. He's completely open, obviously, for the decisions that he's made. It's been his complete decision. And he gets it. When he was at Houston, you know, they tried to play Texas, and I think they tried to play Texas A&M, and they had a hard time doing it. And you know, that he gets it. I mean, but, you know, he's also, to his defense, he's also fighting a policy of that has been around for a long time. And as you said, what's the benefit? That's the philosophy. But if you truly care about your student athlete, if you truly care about the atmosphere they play in, then you would make this decision and say, you know, this is why it's a decision. Now, if it doesn't make good financial sense, get out of the game, all that kind of stuff, that's a different story.
Terry Mahajer, Arkansas State Athletic Director. Terry, we really appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, man. Appreciate you guys. Anytime.